Spring Rain, written by Mark Hamer and read by Matt Addis. An Adventure at Sea, Treasure Island, A Little Wooden Hut. A small boy in grey school shorts stands on tiptoe. He is around 7 years old. Jellybean toes in plastic sandals kick against the battered skirting board as he looks through the window. He is slim, tall for his age, with a little soft belly under his white school shirt, which is untucked, the sleeves rolled up, the shorts cinched to his waist with a blue and red elastic belt fastened with a metal hook designed to look like a snake. He loves his snake belt and wears it whenever he can. Likes to feel the texture of the scales stamped into its shiny metal skin, to scratch his fingernails along its ridges and hollows, and look into the two rough circles of its eyes. He feels he has some company when it's there. His pale eyes are set in a serious face under pure white hair. His body is loose and perfect. His face is noticeably symmetrical and harmonious, but perhaps a little too intense. He leans his chin on tanned arms, folded on the heavy wooden window ledge that's been thickly painted, creamy white over the chips and ripples of older layers. Through the window of this unloved rented house, he watches rain pound on the shiny road so hard that each marble-sized drop makes a ring of waves and bounces up, then lands again to make another smaller, tender splash in its own rippling target. The boy and his family have just moved house again, and once more it's mess and loss and new things and places to learn about. It has always been like this. The rain slows, then stops. The garden at the back of the house is completely flooded after weeks of downpour, brown muddy water coming up to the bottom of the kitchen step. Twigs and leaves and little bits of wood and soil lie on its still and greasy surface, and a meniscus that laps each sliver of detritus catches a silvery light from the sky. A flock of sparrows sing in the damson tree, and a plink, plink, plink of drops fall from its leaves into the water below. At the far end of the garden, and raised above the water on a base of bricks, there's an old wooden shed, its single square eye looking sadly at the house. It sits isolated on its island. Nobody has been able to go there since they moved in. Among the piles of packing cases filled with pots and pans and bags of bedding squatting in the hall is a heavy old plastic tub, opal white and scratched along the bottom, where it has been dragged in and out of a cupboard under one set of stairs or another for years.